Proclamation number 4670, dated the June 15th, 1949. The reason for God's remarkable action. 12th anniversary of receiving the word. 15th of the 6th, 1949. The spiritual poverty of the world is immense and has once again reached the same low level as it was at the time of Christ's coming, because people are no longer able to hear my voice. They can no longer hear me, nor do they want to hear me, and therefore live their earthly lives without purpose and aim, although they are pursuing earthly goals and are very busy indeed. Yet they cannot find contact with me anymore and keep themselves apart from the one who should be their only goal. They no longer acknowledge me because they no longer know anything about me, and thus feel no love for me either, which would otherwise elevate them from their low spiritual state. It is a desperate situation, because their ignorance results in an agonizing state in eternity, which they could escape if they would utilize their final earthly life appropriately. I know what dreadful fate awaits the souls. I see the people in their blindness head towards the abyss. I call to them with words of caution and alarm. I send guides along their way to return them to the right path towards me. Yet peoples will persistently aim towards the abyss. They do not accept advice. They resist and withdraw from my support. They revolt against me, whom they should love with all their heart, to whom they should rush like children to their father. They follow the attractions of the world. They purely live an earthly life, and thus I cannot come closer to them, and they cannot hear my word by which I want to win them for eternity. And yet I will not let them fall. And if they do not want to hear me myself, I will try to approach them in other ways. I will send messengers to them whom they do not openly reject, and through these messengers I will speak to them words of love and of concern for their souls. I would like to come to my children, but they do not accept me. And thus I choose a cover. I hide behind those who support me, but who also associate with people who are still distant from me. And thus I contact and reveal myself to them as well, even though they do not recognize me and only hear my messenger's voice. Can you now understand why I appear in remarkable ways by transmitting my word to earth, by speaking through my devoted servants? Can you now understand the extensive hardship which I would like to remedy, and therefore use every means in order to establish contact with worldly people? There is not much time left, and urgent help is necessary if I don't want my living creations to go astray, if I want to save them from repeating their path through the creations. You cannot imagine the implications of this harsh spiritual poverty, but I take pity on people who could still have many opportunities to accomplish the purpose of their earthly life, and who do not think of what will become of them after their death. I have compassion for them, and yet I cannot help them in any other way but by means of my word. I can only advise them and inform them of their deficiency, but I cannot force them to live in accordance with my will. Nevertheless, I can tell people that I will indeed use every means to help them, and that I therefore will embody myself within the spirit of those who want to help me save the people. And thus you should believe those whom I sent to you as my messengers. You should believe that the spiritual poverty is enormous, that I nevertheless take care of each one individually who will not resist me, that I myself will approach him, and that he can recognize me, if only it is his will. Let me help you, and don't reject me. Turn around, retreat from the abyss. There is still time, but I only give you a short time until the end. Be warned and follow my servants sent by me, and recognize in this your Father's great love, who wants to encourage all of you to return to the Father's house in order to become blissfully happy. Amen.